Network. All right, I want to take a few calls from folks that are holding. I wish I could get to everybody, but we can at least get to who was the last caller I was talking to, and I said I'd go back to him. Yeah, that was Clayton, and then I'm going to try to jam in Pete and Kevin. Real fast, Clayton, go ahead.
And the next thing I want to bring up is to tell your congressmen, senators, and representatives to vote no on the Stop Online Piracy Act. It is bill number H.R. 3261. It is the internet kill switch.
No, they have Congress people admit it. I've scanned over the bill. It just says no due process, no nothing. They just take down websites, whole networks. Just corporation ask, your rights are gone. I mean, they are globally getting rid of due process everywhere.
So yeah, I want to bring that up, and then also what I wanted to bring up as well is that how you talk about Child Protective Services breaking up families. I actually witnessed that growing up, so I know exactly how that goes.
And again, they're the investigators, so the smart pedophile is going to get that job, and then it's almost impossible for him to get caught. And it's come out over and over again, though. It is just a nest of perverts, unbelievable scum. Even if they were good people, who would want to be breaking up families and all that and see that every day? That'd be hard to handle. I mean, something's wrong. TSA people, something's wrong with you if you'll grope people all day long. If I was in a supermax prison, I wouldn't want to grope killers. This is not a job I want. Something's wrong with those people. Something's wrong with them. I appreciate your call. Kevin in Florida, you're on the air. Eddie, jump in anytime you want. Go ahead, Kevin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alec, listen, I've got some insight for you that you're probably not going to hear from some other people. I want to speak to the sexual abuse, the Penn State fiasco. You know, I was a child of very severe sexual abuse at the hands of an older man. I was sexually abused on numerous occasions, but in this particular instance, it was when I attended a private military academy. And the point that I want to make here is two points. One is the fact that what has to be done is you cannot put male authority figures, particularly men that are in prominent positions, in charge of little boys, because it almost seems inevitable. Whether that seed was already in them, Alex, or whether that seed grows as a result of being surrounded by nothing but little boy flesh, eventually the monster comes out. Now, in my case, I was at a military academy. There was an upper school and a junior school. I was in the junior school. There was one man responsible for 30 to 40 military cadets, all boys, and we were grades fifth through eighth grade. This one man was responsible every single year for 20 to 50 kids in his little junior school. And no one ever overlooked, you know, him or what he was doing. And in my case, there were instances where there were other faculty members, there were innuendos, there were rumors that would go around saying, you know, we're not sure about this.
Well, whatever happened to just Texas justice? Because, I mean, I was a vicious at like 13 years old. And I mean, it sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm not. I'm actually ashamed of it. But I mean, if somebody did something like that, first time they turned around, it's ball peen hammer. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I think it gets back to we've become domesticated. People used to be real polite, especially in the South, because you did somebody wrong, their family's going to kill you. And I'm not calling for any of that, but I think this has all gotten out of control because people, I mean, a long time ago, if you cheated somebody in business, they were going to kill you. So people didn't cheat in business. Eddie, you got any comments on that?
Yeah, we're being bred to the point of not to challenge any type of authority figure of any kind for any reason. And I agree, it's bad.
Well, sir, call me back sometime. I want to hear more about this. It's just, it's so alien for me. I mean, I, I just don't understand. But these people are in positions of power. We'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. and tonight, 7 o'clock, prisonplanet.tv. God bless you all.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, the 10th day of November 2011. And I think a lot of you probably noticed that I've talked very little about Herman Cain in the last few weeks during this big scandal with all these women coming out saying that he basically sexually harassed them, groped them, implied that if they would give him sexual favors, he would advance them. Now, he sounds very credible in his response, but the problem is he sounded credible when he told Ron Paul, "How dare you say I call your supporters dumb? I never said that. That's an internet rumor. Get your facts straight," and laughed at Ron Paul. We have the clips of him on radio and in his book saying exactly that. Let me tell you, I mean, he's a better liar than Bill Clinton. When he said that, I knew I had those clips during that debate a few weeks ago, but I had to go back and pull them up to make sure, because he is one of the best liars I have ever seen. Now, that said, one woman worked for Axelrod. Some of the others constantly file these complaints. It's a business for some women out there. Certainly, I've got a wife and two daughters and, you know, my grandmother, my mother. I don't like women being harassed. I know there's pigs out there that do it. But in the final equation, I haven't really covered this because it is a distraction. War with Iran is imminent. A lot of people are trying to stop it from happening. Now it's admitted Israel plans to hit them at the beginning of next month. They've backed it off. That may not happen, but I've got the stack of news, British news, U.S. news, Israeli Knesset saying the green light's on, we're doing it. That, I mean, folks, do you know what's going to happen if Iran is attacked? They're going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices will probably double or triple. Some estimates are five times what they are now. Iran has now come out and said they will strike all over the world. They have said that they will strike all over the world with asymmetrical special forces teams. Every major government trains troops to do this, sleeper cells. And the globalists won't have to stage any terror attacks. They'll be able to take everybody's liberties, distract you from the big banks raping everybody, all the corruption, the cashless society, mark of the beast stuff, because they start a war with Iran, Iran strikes back with guerrilla warfare, and now you know why they're getting the highway checkpoints ready, and now you know why they're getting all this prepared. And even the Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, have reported that Netanyahu wants this war so he'll get politically reelected. And the neocons have told Obama, get behind this war and you'll get reelected. We'll leave you alone. What do you think Obama's going to do with Fast and Furious on his tail? Shipping the guns into Mexico, the drugs back into the U.S. Oh, yeah, that's in several big papers, Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, not getting national coverage. Attorney General Holder blamed the Second Amendment. He said, pass gun control, and this won't happen anymore. Mexico has a total gun ban. Our government shipping the guns in. He blames our Second Amendment for what he did. I told you he'd do that. All of these huge things are happening, and we're talking about Herman Cain. Why not talk about Herman Cain and his support of the Federal Reserve, his support of new taxes? Why not talk about Herman Cain working for the Pillsbury family and Skull and Bones? Why not talk about his attacks on Ron Paul? Why not talk about how he's another establishment insider like Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, all these guys? I mean, Mitt Romney on record is for abortion, gun control, open borders, amnesty cities, carbon global warming taxes, Al Gore praises him, wrote Obamacare. This is on record, and he's the Republican frontrunner. I don't know who's stupider. Obama supporters supporting him, believing he was going to give you free houses and free cars like his idiot supporters thought, didn't know he was bought and paid for by the big six megabanks that are running the New World Order, or you Republicans, because the media tells you Rick Perry's the leader for the last 6 months, you go, well, he's better than Obama. Really? Really? With Obama, we know what we've got. With Rick Perry, because he's white and has, I guess, a good haircut and wears a nice suit, looks like a Ken doll, like a mannequin at Dillard's or something, or Macy's, then he looks like a guy in a Esquire article, you know, in a wristwatch ad. I mean, you can go get any wristwatch model of the distinguished 50-something-year-old male or whatever and just, I guess, make them president. It doesn't matter what their policies are. It doesn't matter what they stand for. Oh, Ron Paul, he's got black circles under his eyes because he works 18 hours a day at 76 years old and jogs every morning and exercises and eats like a bird and is totally right about everything and a constitutionalist and a godsend for this country. We don't need him because he doesn't look like a Ken doll. He can't make baskets like Obama. He isn't slick in his Harvard, you know, educated suit and everything. You know, Ron Paul didn't need to read off a teleprompter. We don't want him. We don't want someone real. No. I mean, I hate to use a Christ analogy. They used that with Obama and said he's like the Christ. Remember that? He's like Jesus. You can look that up. But it shows people don't want the good. They want the bad sometimes. It's like Christ. Pilate says, I find nothing wrong in this man. And he says, okay, it's this holiday. You're allowed to release somebody on this day. Crowd, who do you want to release? And they said, give us Barabbas, some rapist, murderer, criminal, miscreant, dirtball, psychopath. Give us Barabbas. That's who we want. Give us Obama. Give us Rick Perry. Give us Mitt Romney. Give us Herman Cain. Give it to us. Give us Adolf Hitler. Give us Stalin. Give it to us. It's what we want. Why do they always marvel that women like men that abuse them and act tough and treat them like trash? At least some women do. You know, the so-called bad guy, the tough guy. Not somebody that'll actually take care of their children, that'll actually provide for them. It's a sickness in this society. Now, I'm going to get into all this world news and the economy, which is huge, and we got guests coming up. But now, I will spend some time on Penn State. Now, I waited to really talk about this. I don't know, on Monday and Tuesday, I said this is going to go much deeper than just one football coach, because I've seen this before. And I said, the Texas Youth Commission, on record, even when the Texas Rangers found out about it and blew the whistle, it was covered up. And it's come out in state hearings that at youth commissions all over the state of Texas, it's all over the country too, they have children ages 6, 7, 8, up to 17, and that the parking lot fills full of the pedophile rings, police, judges, mayors, corporate people, and they go in and they have sex with the young prisoners. I mean, I've been in juvenile twice for fighting before they figured out I didn't start the fight because somebody was hurt. You go to jail. And of my two times, one time the guard tried to get me in the shower and said, come to the time for your shower. Said, take your clothes off, sitting there licking his lips. And I said, look, and he started reaching out at me. And I said, listen, you're not going to get away with this, pal. And he said, get back in your cell then. I mean, he thought I was just some little meek person that he was going to do this to. And I told him. They're in Terrell, Texas, up on top of that courthouse is where the juvenile was. I said, I told him, you do this, my dad's going to kill you 100%. And of course, I would have done something as well. I mean, I was in there for beating somebody into a coma. And I'm sitting there looking at the guy, and I'm like, this isn't a joke, pal. That's what this country's run by. I keep telling you, it's run by pedophile rings. How many Republicans get caught in bathrooms with other men? They go to Bohemian Grove on record and have sex with each other. Vanity Fair snuck in there years after I did and found the same thing. People Magazine. That's what goes on there. Richard Nixon told Harper's Magazine it's the most GD faggy thing you'll ever see. You can pull up Richard Nixon on Bohemian Grove. Harper's got accused after he died of, you know, back in the 70s interview, you know, that they made up that because they didn't publish the rest of it until after he died. And they just said, oh, here's the audio of Nixon. Ah, God, the Bohemian Grove. Yeah, they're at San Francisco and then up north of there. I'll tell you what goes on there. It's unbelievable. I went for political power, but it's terrible. Listen, why do you think they want sex education of fifth graders? And I've seen the books. I mean, federally, they're trying to pass it now that it has to be taught everywhere, where they actually teach 5- and 6-year-olds with books showing two men kissing, two women kissing, a man and a woman kissing. I mean, 5-year-olds aren't even thinking about sex. 10-year-olds aren't even thinking about it. I mean, they're innocent. They want to run around and play hide and seek. They want to play with paints. They want to play video games. But you go to school. And they just sit there and throw it at you, and all the studies show it. The more condoms they hand out, the more people get pregnant, the more sex, the more disease. Because it just says go ahead and do it, and they don't know how to put a condom on, or it breaks or whatever. They know what they're doing. It's a way for the government. I mean, I've got a 9-year-old son. I haven't even talked to him about sex yet. He's not interested. He doesn't care. It's not some big hang-up. He's reading history books and stuff. I guess we've been out at the farm and, you know, seen cows and stuff, but it's more just scientific. Yes, they mate, and then it's no big deal. We don't make it some big hang-up. So he's not – but see, they want to take your 5-year-old and force this into him. Why do you think – it's now coming out. It's confirmed. I have all the mainstream news admitting it. That the police knew back in the mid-90s. They knew all about it. Everybody was upset about it. Everybody knew. And here's the key when we come back. The degenerate students, the holy wicked. And, of course, I don't even want to judge these people, but They don't care about all these victims. They want their stupid coach back, who is an accessory. Nobody's saying he's an accessory. He knew about this decades ago and let it continue along with the head of the university.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 10th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $17,750. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18,1407, $90704 for a half ounce, and $453.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $18,1407, $90704, and $453.52.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shot. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you see what looks like a cryptic photo of the Penn State coach and the headline, New Shock Charges in Penn State Case. And that was what I was about to get to next. What did I say on Monday and Tuesday when people asked me about this and called in? I said, the Texas Youth Commission, it came out that they had gladiatorial fights with the older kids with all the elitists coming in all over the state and watching them fight, in some cases, with weapons in boxing rings. That was in the news, but then it all got shut down. And that government officials, big donors, rich people, judges, and see, what happens is once they know you're a pedophile and you've done this publicly with the elites, now they can promote you into the power structure because they know they can destroy you anytime they want. And it turns out the police knew about this more than 15 years ago. I have the timeline right here. And it turns out 9 years ago there was a grand jury dealing with this, and it was always shut down until now. This is being brought out now to threaten the entire power structure, just like the Herman Cain thing. They always give you sex scandals and missing, you know, dead interns and all of this right before wars. As a huge distraction, tailor-made, they've got all these sex scandals right there. They kept it quiet as the victims continue to mount. And who was it? Disadvantaged children getting to go to the Penn State with the coaches who were going to mentor them. And now what's the new reports? That the coach, who all these people say they witnessed doing this, Sandusky, headline, Drudge is linking to it, pimped out young boys to rich donors. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't just think he was brazenly in there, allegedly. But there's all these police reports, all this stuff going way back, and the cover-up's clear. In there, in the shower, in a quasi-public area doing this on his own. You think the feds pay for a decade to put cameras in school bathrooms and in girls' showers? And they with a straight face go, well, we're the government. We can watch your naked daughters. And they share it all over the country. That's come out in the news. This, at the top, it's a bunch of criminals. And the most common group is pedophiles. Then it's closeted gay men, so they can use that on them. Then it's just hardcore sadists, and then just mercenaries that want money. But it is a legion of evil, a legion of doom. And by the way, tonight I'm going to do a report, and then we'll air it tomorrow here on the radio, where we're going to give you a bunch of examples. Mainstream articles about Bohemian Grove, about the gay sex orgies, about the gay porn stars flown in as the private jets land and disgorge them, taking them in limos right into the world leaders, mainly Republican leaders. You wonder why every Republican that ever gets the nomination wants big government, gun control, open borders? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they're compromised. Type in Washington Times, White House call boy scandal. In fact, it'll actually show it. Washington Times, White House call boy scandal. Underage call boys with the credit card receipts, hundreds of visits during the Reagan and Bush senior administration. That's not me. That's the news. And then we have, under Bush, the gay madam in the press corps and bringing in all these men. Hundreds of after midnight visits. Again, as Nixon said, even though he reportedly never engaged in any of this, even according to insiders, he still had to go and sit there in the middle of it to be accepted and become governor of California president. Or lose for governor of California and then become president. So show the Drudge Report again and then click on that article for me. It's all over the news here. Business Insider and others. Jerry Sandusky pimped out young boys to rich donors. And you click on the headline. You can see that at DrudgeReport.com. We also have it up at Infowars.com. There it is at Rivals.com. Penn State scandal. Rumor claims he pimped out boys to rich donors. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got the timeline here. We're going to cover this when we come back. Again, people ask, how does this evil get away with it? Once people get into positions of incredible power over billion-dollar organizations, be it universities, government, major corporations, over institutions, they knowingly engage in crimes and get others involved who just know, like the head coach and the president and others of the university, so then they can compromise them on every issue. It's called a corruption. It's not corruption, a corruption, a corrupting. okay? And it turns out the police knew about this 15 years ago and covered it up. Of course they did. Of course they did.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, a lot of times I refuse to cover the big national stories if I think it's a bunch of fluff. I'll give a brief comment like I've done on Herman Cain. But you can't prove what's happening to Cain one way or the other, and there's a lot of dirt on both sides. I think he comes off very credible, but the guy came off credible saying Ron Paul was wrong about him attacking Ron Paul supporters and folks that want to audit the Fed when he's on record on TV, radio, and in print saying it. And, I mean, he's probably the best liar I've ever seen. So I just don't go there. I know where he stands on issues. We don't need the federal government involved in sales taxes and VAT, and they're going to keep all the other taxes. That's why I don't like Herman Cain. On issues I can prove, not on a bunch of witch hunts. And let me tell you, these Democratic operative women, every one of them's got connections to it that I've seen, and it stinks to high heaven. So I haven't covered that. But on this Penn State situation, I've been busy looking at what's happening in Iran, busy looking at what's happening economically. Everybody who researches what's happening in the world is really freaked out right now. Everybody feels a disturbance in the force, as Obi-Wan Kenobi would say, or as the Bible would say, a disturbance in the spirit. My discernment is just alarm bells are going off. And always they have these type of scandals that are brought forward and triggered. So you got to ask yourself, well, hey, I'm going to cover this because it illustrates the way the world really works on so many points of the compass. It's a window into the real world, into denial, into powerful groups, into cover-ups, into group psychology, into tribalism, into media, and into why has it been triggered now. I have the timeline here. It goes back to 1994 at least. And it turns out the police knew as of 1998, and the university pressured them. The reporters all got threatened. I mean, this is all in the news now. And they were able to cover up, and this guy was able to continue. And here's an even bigger issue. I am hearing sports writers, because I've been following this now more closely the last few days, because it's such an incredible window into how the real world works, as I just said. They are actually saying, we've got to continue the season. We have, the coach shouldn't have been fired, the head coach. And this big mob, I'll play a clip in a minute, of students saying, bring back the coach one more game. They're not even worried about the fact that there's a university. All of their board should be gone that was part of this. The president, it's not enough. All of them. All of the coaches, undoubtedly. I mean, listen, if I was a coach and I walked into the shower and I saw somebody raping a 10-year-old child, number one, I would stomp the living hell out of them. Excuse me. I mean, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, who wouldn't? I'm not some macho guy. It's clobbering time. That guy's going to have a broken jaw and his nose is going to be hanging off. I'm going to have blood coming out of my fist. I'm going to be hitting them so hard, I'm splitting my knuckles. But you know what? I realize this, and my wife's a witness to it, and I'm nothing special. Everybody came up and said, you're a hero. I was in La Madeline 8 years ago. My son was about two. So 8.5 years ago or so. And this woman with her family starts choking. I'm in the bathroom, and I hear yelling. I go to wash my hands, I come back out, and there's a woman with all these people standing around saying, dial 911, and she's turning blue. It's been going on about a minute while I've been in there. And I say, give her the Heimlich. Who knows how to do it? Of course, I took it when just a little junior fire department thing, not a full certification, when I was on swim team the fourth year, when I was like 13. Last year I did it. I should have stayed in it, man. But the point is that I had to then start going, well, excuse me. And they were going, no, wait for police. Dial 911. Everybody's dialing 911. And I said, it'll take them on average 12 minutes to get here. And I have to shove them. And somebody starts shoving on me. And I get over to the woman. She's now on the table, purple. This has been going on a minute and a half. Okay. And they're going, how dare you? Oh, my God, you're going to hurt her. And she's somewhat overweight. She's probably weighed 200 pounds. And I stand her up, I get her up, and I do the Heimlich, do it once, do it twice, to do it hard. She goes, bleh, and a big ball of bread with a little bit of vomit comes out. And she goes, and she's like, oh, and then I'm like, and everybody's like, oh, you're a hero, stay here. And I knew this was a bunch of ninnies. I'd probably get sued if I broke her rib or something, because I had to really pick her up. And I was like, get out of here, we're not even going to finish eating, let's go. My wife's like, why not? They're like, you're a hero. This was demonic ninnies. I had to get out of there. So I don't understand it. I mean, I walk into a shower, somebody's got a 10-year-old bent over, raping them. I mean, I am going to stomp the daylights out of you. I'd be uncontrolled. I guarantee you, once I got you on the ground, you're going to get stomps. I mean, you're going to get stomped. Stomped from the feet right up to the head, like a kangaroo. Boom, 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 boom. You're probably not going to live. And so the issue here is that's what my instinct says. That's my gut. I walk around a corner in a shower and somebody's raping a kid. You're going to be lucky. Lucky if I don't kill you. Okay? I don't understand this culture now where they say 1 out of 10 people will rush in during an emergency. That's why I admire firefighters. the men and women of firefighting. I admire police. I'll be honest with you. The profession of a peace officer charging in against criminals, charging into danger, that's what humanity's all about. That's why it's so evil it's been corrupted. They haven't corrupted the firefighters yet, and God bless them, and I contribute to them and give the volunteer fire departments as much as I can. They're just great men and women. And they're trying to turn them into spies against the people. It makes me so sick. But the fact that for, I don't know, what's 94 to 2011? How many is that? 16 years? 17 years? How long is it? 17 years. And this shows how corruption works. How in mobs of people, I'm sure a very small percentage of them were involved in the raping of children. But they knew, and then for the system, they cover it up. And that's how the big megabanks work, stealing tens of trillions. That's how derivatives work. That's how this plausible deniability works. That's how this corruption works, where the average citizen doesn't put their inspection sticker on a half inch to the right spot, you get the book thrown at you. Or citizens do things that really aren't even illegal, but are regulatory, go to jail. And the system throws the book at us. Microphones in the lamps post listening to us, face scanning cameras, total corruption, and the attorney general's on record perjuring himself about shipping guns into Mexico and bringing drugs into the U.S. And Janet Napolitano has been caught doing it. They've all been caught doing it. And I understand people who aren't evil find this hard to believe because you're naive. Good people have a blind spot. Believe me. I had a blind spot when I was 11 years old and got off the bus and the cool 14, 15-year-old said, hey, come play in the fort with us in the woods, and then beat the living snot out of me. Let's see, I had a wake-up call. I thought all the cops were the best people in the world growing up till I saw cops dealing drugs where I grew up. But you got to grow up sometime. You know what I mean? Because being naive, thinking it's cool to be naive, behaving like that is what allows a Nazi Germany or a Soviet Russia or a communist China or an authoritarian Pol Pot or Ceausescu or any of these scum. People think they can decide to not believe something. I have people tell me that all the time. Intelligent people, they go, I choose not to believe that. And I go, but look at the facts. I'm not looking at it. I hear what you're saying. I just can't believe that. And it's the same thing I've talked about in criminology. I study criminology a lot because it's a window into human activity. And all of us are a little criminal at some level. It's called sin. It's called aberrant behavior. All of us, you know, have some type of bad side. Just with some people, it's all they are. And people always go, he was such a nice old man when they find 25 bodies buried in their basement. Or she was such a nice lady when they find, you know, dead kids buried in her basement or whatever. People can't ever believe this. And when you get a big institution like a university, when you get a big institution like a big church or international church, or you get a big institution like the Boy Scouts, or a big institution like the state police, or a big institution like the local police, or a big institution like a college or the federal government, you create a system where smart criminals and deviants know they can get away with things, because once they have power in that position, people are scared to go after them. They can corrupt other people by just letting them know about it, and then now they're accessories. And they know that the system is geared towards defending that power structure. And we've got this video clip. When I saw this last night, I was driving home at about 10 o'clock, and I heard it on the radio on XM. And I got home, and I went and went online and found the clip. It was on CNN. And I went over to ESPN to see the full other more expanded coverage online. And there was people basically at the verge of rioting, screaming, you've got to bring back Joe Paterno. You've got to let him finish the season. And then this morning, driving in, I'm listening to press conferences on MSNBC, and they've all with hushed breath, is the game's going to continue? You're not going to cancel? Oh, my God, how are the team handling this? Who cares about the team? Who cares about stupid football? You see, this is why we're so sick. People care so much about games. They don't care about little kids getting raped. They care so much about all these things we've been trained to put our self-image, our worth, our identity into that don't matter. I mean, look at it. It's some old man, 84 years old, all about him and, oh, my gosh, what his career and all this and what's going to happen to the team, what's going to happen to Penn State, oh, my gosh, the donors. It's sycophantic what we have become as a culture. And, of course, reports are going to come out about donors in there. Anyone who is reportedly, and the evidence is overwhelming, reportedly raping children in a field house bathroom. This is what these psychos do. In criminology, when they get in these positions of power, they do it more and more out in the open, more and more in your face. That's why psychos taunt the police about their next crime and how the police are stupid. They want to be caught subconsciously. They want to flaunt what they're doing. It's all about the ego trip. And, of course, he was so confident, he was reportedly over 17 years doing this, knowing the school was going to cover it up. Knowing that the minute the head coach didn't go to the police, the minute the president of the university didn't go to the police, he had them as accessories. And I'm sure it goes much deeper than that. And I said earlier in the week, this is probably going to be like the Texas Youth Commission, where good men in the Texas Rangers found out that a bunch of pedophiles work at these facilities and were even bringing their friends in, and they tried to stop it, and they tried to suppress the Texas Rangers. They leaked it. The head of the state police leaked it, and he saw the legislature got rid of the head of the state police in Texas. Man, the state police 10 years ago were nice, were friendly, wouldn't violate your rights. Now they love to come over to you in many areas, especially the Capitol, treat you like a piece of trash. The whole culture's changed because the state perverts and the legislature. I went down there and bullhorned them during the storming the TSA thing and said, I know a bunch of you are pedophiles and perverts that are being blackmailed. I went into Perry's office and said, these are the reports, these are the rumors. And that, you know, is that why you won't stand up for what's right? Perry is having a meltdown right now. He can't even hardly talk. It's not just that debate last night. Jaron noticed it last week and played me the clips where he doesn't even know who he is. My gut tells me that he's on a bunch of medication. He looks different than he looked just 6 months ago. And that people are threatening to bring stuff out on him. And I think he's been told it's going to be brought out. Just as something to throw on the fire as well. Oh, we got Paterno over here in Penn State. We got Herman Cain. We got Rick Perry. All of this before the system gets ready to hit Iran. And certain elements that want to hit Iran are saying, you see what we're doing at Penn State and with Herman Cain. You saw what we did with the Democratic governor of New York, who passed a law to take John's assets while he was visiting hookers almost every night. We got all of you under surveillance, and if you got any dirt on your fingernails, it's coming out. Comprende? 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 You get it? You comprehend it? Do you understand it? I know I do. I know exactly what's going on here. I know exactly why Rick Perry looks like he's been run over by a truck. I know exactly. I mean, that's what he looks like. Wile E. Coyote, after a rock's falling on him, he's been flattened and he gets up with stars around his head. Because when you're nothing but a narcissist built up on your image and you don't care about humanity, you're not tied into God, you're not tied into love, you're not tied into honor, when you're a political whore, and you stop going up that golden staircase towards what you believe is heaven, and you start seeing your fortunes fall, you have nothing. The wicked flee when none pursue. So, for all of you out there that wonder about conspiracies and wonder about corruption and wonder about evil, here's another example of how they kept the Manhattan Project secret for 5 years with hundreds of thousands involved. How they kept Gulf of Tonkin secret that it was a staged government event for 40 years. How they kept the Tuskegee experiment shooting black men up with syphilis secret for 40 years. They decided to tell you. How they, all this stuff, they just throw it in your face. Operation Northwoods was kept secret for decades. And this was known by the FBI, by the state police, by the grand juries since the mid-90s and was in grand jury in 2002. This was known. This was known and never in the national news because it wasn't time to bring it out right now. Congress is being told you will destroy your political careers. You will let the super Congress bankrupt America. You will bring in the world government. You will set up the TSA checkpoints, or we know about that cocktail waitress you dated 20 years ago, Congressman, and we're going to bring up the photos and everything to your wife, and we got her ready to come forward. Here's the photographs. But that's the ones that aren't that bad. There's very few like Ron Paul who've done nothing. So then who lived really pious lives. Then they go to others and they say, you like to go to those parties with the five-year-olds? You like to get those videos, the snuff film videos? Senator, you do exactly what we say, or this is going to be released right now. And don't think we won't do it. Look at our other operations. Hey, back when you were in Congress, that intern died in your office. Don't worry. Come to work for us, and we'll take care of you. We'll give you a job on MSNBC. Hey, God, we know a lot more than just about your hookers. You want a job on MSNBC? Hey, you can join us or we'll destroy you. How's that sound? Okay? Now steal all the pension funds.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
So, Joe Paterno, the icon of goodness and wholesomeness, since the mid-1990s was told by the head of the university and others to keep his mouth shut about what was happening, and the raping of children reportedly continued. You couldn't get me to shut up about that for $80 trillion. My soul, there's no price tag on it. And people are like, wow, that's really moral of you. would you sell your eyes for $1 million and be blind? Most people wouldn't. Only morons would. Well, if the eyes are so precious, they're just windows of the soul. What about your very being? What about who you are? I mean, I get guilty about eating too much, and every once in a while if I slam my finger in a door using profanity. Because I want to be a good person. Because I know I'm a fallen creature. But I can't imagine these people that could know such evils are going on. And to watch these students sign themselves on to the evil, they're young, they don't know, but they are certainly on a path of wickedness. And it shows how divorced from reality they are, that they ran around in a near riot for hours, the Associated Press reports. We have a video clip of it. Demanding that the coach be brought back. And, I mean, this is insane. Out of respect to the families, out of the fact that we don't know how high this cover-up goes, now they're reporting that donors may be involved, you know, with the kids being hired out. Of course, they have all these charity events for kids. How many times do you hear about the charity head for kids programs being a pedophile? Where do you think they go? How many truancy officers turn out being pedophiles? How many school teachers? Look, how many Boy Scout leaders? Boy Scouts are one of the best things in America. It's great. It's Americana. But you got to be honest about who wants to go try to take it over. And you got to route this stuff out. That this is a modern sickness. And they're trying to sexualize our children as young as 5 years of age in the public schools and teach them about sex, period. It's wrong. It's wrong. And it's all sold as people's civil rights. It is pure evil. And that's why you're going to see more and more of this. Because we have a demonic, pedophile, sex cult at every level of this government. I've studied it. I'm going to do a report on it tonight, 7 o'clock, with a bunch of examples, prisonplanet.tv. We'll air the report tomorrow here as well. So I'm going to do it live tonight, and they're getting all the stuff together right now to really show you the full spectrum of this. Let's go ahead and go to this video clip. Here it is. Here are the students. A near riot. Bring back Joe. One more game. That's what the news reports they were chanting. And, you know, I shouldn't say near riot. They flipped over a news truck, vandalized some stuff, broke some windows out reportedly. So I guess it is a riot. Well, I tell you, if that was a couple thousand people peacefully trying to assemble just to talk about freedom, they'd have riot cops there shotgunning them with rubber bullets. Hi, officer. Don't we have a First Amendment? Boom! But you want to go out and say, give us our football game. Oh, man, yeah, a football coach. People are questioning whether he should have lost the rest of the season. But of course he should be. He should be indicted as an accessory and an accomplice to the original crimes and the ongoing crimes. And so should every one of the university officials involved. But don't hold your breath, because not in the Texas Youth Commission, not in the Vatican, not anywhere. This world is ruled by pot-bellied pedophiles.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.